How many are there? 16? Don't lie to me. I'll make this so much worse for you if you lie to me. There are 20, aren't there? I thought so. Alright. Put yourself on 9. Yes? 9. Do it. Now, one of the things people like about fireworks. I know. Not you. You're absolutely terrified of them, I know. I meant normal people. They like that there's so many different kinds and they do so many different things. There's the ones that crackle, which I think are kind of fun, because like they're bristling with energy. Like anything could happen at any second. Hey, you're still at 9. Don't you dare touch that button. Dude, if you can't even listen to me talking about the crackly ones, this is going to be a long, terrible next few minutes for you. But it'll be much worse if you don't behave yourself. As I was saying, cracking is pretty fun. And it's definitely pretty loud. I mean, they're firecrackers. They're all going to be loud. That's the fun part. They're just not as loud as some of my other firecrackers. Like the ones that whistle. You know, that high-pitched, awful whistle that the rockets make. Even a lot of people that love fireworks get headaches from that whistle. But not me. I love the whistle. You never know what's going to come right after it. Will it be one of those firecrackers that whistles and then nothing? And you think you're safe until you hear the next one whistle. Or is it the one that's going to whistle and crackle? That's 2 sounds. Hey, did you just put your hand up near your earphones? You were going to take them off, weren't you? Put your left hand down at your side right now. Right against your side. And put your right hand on the button and move the volume up to 10. Do it. Yes. All right. You're at 10 now. If you want to test me, it's your fault. If you behave yourself perfectly, I'll move you back down to 6. Don't think I don't know why you hate the whistling ones. There's a certain noise that you expect at the end of that whistle, isn't there? And you wait, and you wait. But you don't know which kind of firecracker is which, because they scare you so much you never get a chance to listen. So maybe each one of my whistlers are a little different. Can you blow my whistle, baby? Whistle, baby, let me know. And some will do nothing. And some will crackle. And some will boom! That's right, explode! I guess we'll just have to hear each one and see if you're ever able to predict it. And there's also the ones I have that go pop, pop, pop. I like those because it's like raindrops falling on your head, where each of them gives you a nice little hello as it splashes again and again. Can you imagine being caught in that rainstorm and seeing the sky beginning to open up into a downpour? Or the ones that have a bunch of little bombs in a tube that keep shooting out nice and big, like a Roman candle. Do you know why it's called a Roman candle? You can count all the pop, pop, pops, like the Roman soldiers used to. I, sir. I, sir. I, V, sir. V, sir. The I, sir. How many bombs until we win this war, Legion Commander? Better safe than sorry, right? Oh, you think you heard part of that joke in a movie? Are you sure? Here's a joke from a different movie. These go to 11. So, take your button, your clown, and move it up to 11. I do my own original content, and it's because I'm smarter than you, and I know more things than you. And case number 1 in my being smarter than you is that I know that firecrackers are awesome and not scary. Now, if you don't sit there and take it, you little scaredy cat, I'm gonna pop, pop, pop your fucking eardrums out while you try to think of other movie quotes. Maybe I won't stop until you name all the James Bond movies. And there are like 30 of them. All the while, pop, pop, pop. But you know, as much fun as those types of firecrackers are, there's one kind that's my favorite. I mean, as I said, they're all pretty fucking loud. That's what you hate about them the most. But there's one kind that's the loudest. Those are the ones where the only thing they do is bang. Think about that for a minute. All the other fireworks have colors, and they make gorgeous patterns. Some of them even light up the night sky. But these big tubes that I have, they don't do any of that. All they do is sit there after you light them and go. It's like they were invented to just scare the fuck out of people like you. No. Don't you dare go for your headphones. You think I'll make you go to 12? Dude, I will make you go to 17. I will come to your fucking house and put 500 of these things in places you can't find and rig them with a remote timer. I'll start whispering the filthiest, dirtiest, most cock-throbbing things to you at such an incredibly quiet volume that you'll have no choice but to have to turn the numbers up yourself to hear me. And the whole time, there'll be fuses burning down to an earth-shatteringly loud boom that could come at any second. Do you still want to test me? Don't look at me that way. It's not my fault. I'm just sitting here describing them. I wasn't the one that packaged these fat fuckers with explosive powder and made them look like displays in a toy store. I mean, what else are we supposed to do with them? Macrame is for relaxing. Lifting weights is for building muscle. And lighting firecrackers is for making them go bang. Sit back and enjoy listening to my show. There'll be some variety throughout. Just remember that the end is when the big ones are gonna go boom. Oh, and by the way, 2 for flinching. 2 numbers up, that is. Is that good, honey? I worked on it for a few days. I think it was good. Next year, you shoot off the firecrackers and I'll be the scared little phobic. And we'll see if you can one-up me, okay? These roleplays are really a blast, huh?